You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
International success coach and noted author Constance Arnold delivers life-changing strategies through her own spiritual practices, as well as with best-selling authors and experts that she interviews. Think, Believe, and Manifest is specially designed to empower your mind and words to work for you and to bring about a life you've been dreaming of. And now, here's Constance Arnold.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network. And of course, I am Constance Arnold, host of the Think, Believe, and Manifest Talk. So guess what? I'm so grateful that you made a decision to join me today from all over the world. And I believe with all of the faith that's on the inside of me that your life will never be the same again. Well, it's a beautiful day here in the ATL in Hotlanta because it is hot. Summer began this week, and I'm excited about it. I'm having to get up earlier and earlier to walk because it gets so hot and humid here in the South. So I got a question for you. How many people want more money, more abundance? Anybody need any money now? Well, my great friend, an author and serial entrepreneur, Pete Adams is here, and he's going to be talking about how to imagine your way to abundance. But before we get to Pete, guess what? Next weekend, I'm having my big meet and greet here in Atlanta, and I am so surprised because I have people coming from all over, my goodness. And it is next Saturday morning, June 29th, 9 a.m. until 11. Very casual. Wear your jeans, wear your flip-flops. And it's just an opportunity for me to meet you and greet you. And James Powers is going to be there. We're just going to have coffee, croissant, pastries and fruit, and just get to connect with each other, and you'll have an opportunity to really share your story about how the Think, Believe, and Manifest Talk Show has changed your life. All right, for social media. Oh, let me go back. So it's going to be at the Grant Park Coffee House. So go on my website, fulfillingyourpurpose.com, and you can find the address. You know, you could come to Atlanta. I have a couple coming from Indiana, Dr. Michelle and her husband. They're coming, and they're going to go to the Atlanta Aquarium, and then they're going to go to the Botanical Gardens. You could go to the Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial site. So much to do after the meet and greet. So go to my website, fulfillingyourpurpose.com. And while you're on there, I know this show has been and is blessing you and changing you and transforming you from the inside out. So I am thanking you in advance for your donation to this show. And let's see, social media, you guys can follow me on LOA Constance on Instagram and Twitter, Facebook, Coach with Constance. And this Tuesday at 7 p.m., I'm going to be doing Facebook Live. And all you have to put in is Facebook.com, Coach with Constance. I would love to answer your questions up close and personal. And then lastly, make sure you go to lawofattractionmagazine.net. I've been honored to be featured on the May and June cover, and I want you to click at it. It's digitally free. You can read it online, but I want you to become a subscriber. And they have some powerful, Jewis has done a fantastic job. They have some powerful articles in there that will change your life. Guess what? I think that is it. So we're going to go to these quick commercials, and I'm going to be right back.
Do you have an upcoming event where you need a dynamic speaker? Constance Arnold is a sought-after keynote speaker that will enlighten the entire audience with proven strategies that are aligned with your organization's vision and mission. An experienced speaker for major Fortune 500 companies, Constance has entertained audiences with inspiring change. Constance would love to make your next event an extraordinary success. Contact her today at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
For the past 30 years, Constance Arnold has coached clients globally in the areas of relationships, wealth, and career. Her vast clinical background gives her extraordinary understanding of human behavior to accelerate manifestation. Every coaching client receives proven action plans to create change from the inside out. Constance will be right by your side. Talk to her today at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
Well, I'm back, and we are blessed to have Peter Adams with us again. You know, Pete is a serial entrepreneur. He's a real estate guru. That's what I call him. He is a law of attraction expert, and he is the author of Visualization. And today we're going to be talking about how to imagine your way to abundance. Anybody interested? So, Pete Adams, welcome back to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Well, thanks so much, Constance. It's always a joy to be on your show, and we always have a great time. And I'm just thrilled to be back on, and thank you for inviting me.
Well, you know, when I contacted you, I can tell when Spirit has really been dealing with you about something, because I said, Pete, what juicy stuff do you have from Spirit? And you said how you had received this email and you responded to it. So share our listeners about the blog or the email that you responded to, and then I got 1,000 questions to ask you.
Love to, Constance. The one of the subscribers to my YouTube channel, we sent out a in our newsletter, we asked some of our listeners and our followers for, you know, suggestions of what they want us to talk about, and this gentleman named Ivan, he contacted me, and he was asking about what's the best way to, like, manifest abundance, and, you know, what does that look like, kind of thing. And I'm like, wow, what a great topic.
Yeah,
because it's pretty much what everyone's always wondering about. It's like, how can I get more money, more abundance in my life? And I just thought it was a wonderful, wonderful question. So we blogged about it, and it's on our YouTube channel. And at the next day, Constance, you sent me an email and said, hey, what do you think about for our next show? And I'm like, wow, how about abundance? And like I said, you know, then you and I were on the phone for about 20 minutes, and we knew we had a great idea.
Yeah. And Pete is not just talking about this in theory. He's living this. So Pete, what do you mean by imagine your way to abundance?
Probably the best way to start talking about your imagination is, essentially, your imagination is something that was given to you by Spirit so that you can use it to create what you want in your reality. It's not just something to daydream with. It's really your connection to Spirit. So by deliberately using your imagination, you can create the reality that you desire. And it's there. It's always there. It's running 24/7. But the most people in the world, they don't use their imagination the way they should. And it's like, basically, it's your connection to the Spirit. So it's, you know, it's, if you use it properly, there's nothing you cannot have in your life.
Right, because we're imagining all day. I think Neville Goddard said, Goddard or Goddard, I don't know which one it is. He said, God is imagination. So is that why it's so important?
Absolutely, Constance. And that book is the Power of Awareness by Neville Goddard. Mm-hmm. He's, you know, wrote a whole book on how to use your imagination, because that is your connection to God, and that's where your power is. So it's like, you know, we create everything in our reality through our minds, the way, you know, what we think and what we believe, and what you see on the outside is just a reflection of what's going on inside your head. So it's like consciously create what you desire in your mind, and it will show up in your reality.
You know, that's so true. So really, people might need to have prosperity consciousness versus lack or poverty consciousness. What's your thinking on that?
Oh, exactly, Constance. The having a consciousness of poverty and seeing lack and just living in fear, what you're creating is just more and more things to be fearful about, and it shows up in your reality, rather than the opposite would be prosperity consciousness, where you know things are getting better and you have gratitude now, and things, your life does start getting better as long as you stay on that track. So it's what you get, what you focus on, and you get what you believe. And if you believe life is a challenge, well, guess what? You're going to see challenges show up in your life, and you're going to see more and more of it showing up, like what you don't want, until you change what your consciousness is. And a lot of times what's a real super big challenge is when people are in that state of lack, that state of poverty consciousness, it's hard for them to break through to the other side, because it's like all they see is what they're seeing is a reflection of what they're thinking and believing. And it's very powerful, because it for a while it is your reality, and it's a reality that you've created, and you can uncreate it, but just by changing your thoughts and your beliefs in your consciousness.
And you know, Pete and I, we've been there, done that. I mean, I know what it's like to have mountain debt and bills looming and kind of like over your head and not enough money to really meet those needs. And Pete, you've been there too, right?
Oh, exactly. You know, Costa, you know, I was a member of that country club a while back, for sure. You know, and it's just, Constance and I, we've both been there and done that. And I know exactly what it feels like, because I was there back around 20 years ago. And what the challenge I had was, and this is what happens in everyone else's lives too, it happened to Constance. It's like, once you start getting in that fear of, like, you know, not having money, it's just like all of a sudden, all you can project into the future is just more and more fear. It's just like in your head, it's like you're getting crushed, and there's no way out. That's what it feels like. Mm-hmm. And I know that, because it's like I've been there, and it's like it's not a place you want to be. But what was so powerful for me was, and this is really where how I wrote the book, Visual Festation, is I was in that place, and I was there for a while. But through working with spirit, I manifested my way out of it, essentially. And that's what I wrote about in my book, Visual Festation. It's like the techniques that I used to change my entire experience. And if people who read my book know that, it's like I went from being crushed by debt to a very short while later being completely out of debt, leaving a job I hated, and opening a business that did wonderful. So it's just like, trust me, Costas and I have both been there. We've been there, we've done that, and you can too.
And so for listeners, it sounds like, Pete, they need to be aware that, okay, I'm fearful. I'm focusing in on lack and poverty. I'm sick of that. I'm going to make a decision to begin to develop a consciousness of a prosperity and abundance, no matter what it looks like on the outside.
Exactly, Constance. And that's the whole thing. It's just like, it comes, just like you said, it all starts with a decision. And what typically happens is, most people will not make a decision to change until it gets so bad. It's like it's either do or die. And it's just like if you're at that spot, well, you know, that's a wake-up call from spirit to say, hey, listen, you know, you don't need to be like this. That's why you don't feel good. When you live in that fear, it's like it makes it like sick to your stomach. Yeah. Well, that's spirit telling you, hey, you know, wake up, dude. You know, this you got it wrong. And it's all inside of you. It's like you create abundance or you create lack, and you do it all through your thoughts. So you've got to become aware that what you're thinking on the inside is what you're seeing on the outside. So change those fear-based thoughts and just start having faith and know that you have the ability to change your reality, because you do.
Yeah, you know, for all my Bible scholars out there, you know, the Bible says that God wants you to prosper and be in health, and that God delights in your prosperity. And so, like Pete said, I don't know where you're living and what's going on, but you can begin to moment by moment. I say we manifest moment by moment. You can begin to moment by moment, begin to change from a poverty consciousness to a prosperity and abundance one.
Oh, absolutely, Constance. And it's all comes down to the individual. It's like nobody can do this for you. You know, you can listen to the show, but you've got to do the work yourself, because, you know, I can't think thoughts for anyone else. You have to do it. You have to think these thoughts yourself and start working on what you desire to manifest into your reality. And once you start making that shift, your vibration changes. And then all of a sudden, good things start happening for you.
And
it's like, you know, essentially we're all like miracle machines. We just don't realize it.
And so you mentioned vibration. So why is that vibration so important, and what is it?
Well, the best way I can describe that, Constance, is, you know, our feelings and our thoughts, everything in the universe is energy, and all energy vibrates at a different rate. Mm-hmm. And when you have the vibration of lack, you're a magnet of junk. So it's just bad things show up. Now you change your vibration to being more positive, and you stay with that positivity. Life just starts getting easier and easier. It gets better and better. More money flows in. But you've got to consciously stay in that, you know, work on that state where, you know, when a negative thought comes in, you just need to hit it with a hammer and crush it and move forward and just say, no, I choose not to believe that. I'm going to create my reality and basically just change the knob on the radio and get in a better station.
And so they're changing their thoughts and their feelings. Is that right, Pete?
Exactly, Constance. Because, you know, your feelings are really kind of like a side effect of what you're thinking. So it's just like you start thinking positive, you know, more positive, and know that things are getting better and better for you. Your vibration, what you're basically broadcasting is, hey, you know, it's like I'm ready for more, and more good things are going to come in. It's, you know, essentially what happens is when you're seeing that vibration of lack and fear, what you're doing is you're basically putting up like a force field, and you're blocking out all the positive things that are trying to come into your experience. You know, God wants you to be abundant, have perfect health, have joy. That's why you're here. You're not here to suffer. I mean, but we all have free will, and the free will really comes down to is your freedom of thought. So it's like, you know, you have the choice. Are you going to, you know, are you going to think lack and fear and abundance or lack of abundance? Well, if that's what you're going to put out there, that's your choice. And when it shows up and you don't like it, you need to take responsibility for it because you created it. No one did this to you. You're not, you know, don't be a victim. You know, victims have no power, and you are anything but a powerless being. You have spirit rolling through you, and there's nothing you cannot be, do, or have.
Yeah. Let me just share something real personal with you, Pete. You know, I had been subcontracting for like 13 years with a person, and the state did not renew their contract. So that meant that I could no longer subcontract with them. Okay. So subcontracting is big money. I'm just talking to listeners. So when that happened, I had to choose, what are you going to think, feel, and believe? So I chose, and it wasn't an easy choice, Pete. I chose to say, God has something more exciting for me, more abundant, unexplored territory, new people, new expansion. And I had to do that day by day. And some days my mind would say, you don't have your contract anymore. And I would take it back. So that's an example of something that I have just walked through over the last 30 to 60 days. So I'm living and walking that out as we do this show.
Wow. Well, I wasn't aware of that. That's amazing. Uh-huh. But that's like, you know, the perfect thing is just like, you know, when something like that shows up, for all the listeners, just did you hear what Constance said? It's like, it's an opportunity for her. It's an opportunity. It's not like, oh, woe is me. It's just like, no, God's got something bigger and better for me, and I'm ready for it. And it's going to show up. I know that, Constance. We'll be talking about that in the next show.
Yeah,
probably.
Yeah. And I just shared that with listeners because, see, money is attached to that contract. And so I could have start thinking poverty and lack. So I'm just saying, I'm walking that out right now and aligning myself with truth. And you know, because I just know God has something bigger and better for me and more expansive. So speaking of God, so Pete, you know, in the Bible, I know you're not no preacher, but in the Bible, but you are a law of attraction preacher, but in the Bible, it talks about how creation is done and everything is already waiting for us. What role do you feel like that plays with folks imagining their way to abundance?
Oh, great question, Constance. It's one of the things that's really, I have a challenge conveying to most people is our, what our reality is, and everyone's reality is different. It's, you know, it's not what you think it is. And when, you know, in the Bible, it says that, you know, after the seventh day, you know, it was done. Let me just share with the listeners how basically Spirit told me in heavy meditation what that really meant. And okay. what it really means is everything is already, everything that you want to have, be, or whatever, it already exists. It's already been created. And by using your imagination, you basically pull back the curtain and you bring it into your reality. Whereas, as you know, you don't need to build it. It's already been built. You just need to pretty much open the door and get out of the way. And you do that with the thoughts you have and the beliefs you hold. It's, you know, it's already there. All the abundance is there waiting for you. But we need to show up, and we do that with our thoughts and using our imagination to create our reality.
You know that is so powerful in the Bible, because somebody shared this with me, Pete, that right now there are unlimited possibilities that's already just waiting for us. It's already done. But it's when you think about, I want $100,000 extra, that probability begins to slowly download into your life, because God says it's already done, that I've already given you all things. And so that's why the example that I shared about myself a few minutes ago, Pete. So my thinking was, there's unlimited abundance. It's already done.
Perfect, Constance. And the for the listeners too, it's like, you know, it's about, let's say you want to bring in $100,000. Well, it's like you need to stay focused on that which you desire.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, if you, that's a huge key. It's just like, you need to know what you want. And the other part of it is, you need to know why you want it, because the why is just as important as the what, because the why is where the feeling is. And like, why do you want this? It's like, maybe Constance wants to manifest, let's say, $500,000. Maybe it's so she can, you know, buy
You're
a
so
home
funny.
For her sister or something like that. What? Why go small? Let's go big.
You know something? That's so interesting, because you don't know this. I haven't shared this with anybody. That's exactly what I have written down on my vision board. $500,000. God knows I'm telling the truth.
Yeah, well, am I good or what?
You're good. Over the next couple of months, that ain't nothing but the truth. But Pete, you know, you shared about your own struggle, and right now you're very successful, not just financially, but you're successful in your marriage, been married for 30 years, right? Y'all have fun. You go skiing, you travel, you have businesses, you're doing all kinds of stuff. So how did you use your imagination to create your abundance in your own life personally?
It really just came down to, you know, deciding what I wanted to desire and manifest in my life. And I stayed with it. And, you know, we always talk about my hour of power. And Constance knows this. It's like every single day I visualize that which I desire. And I stay with it until it shows up in my experience. And then I move on to the next thing I desire to manifest. And it's like, you know, we all have this ability. And it's just like, it works for Pete, it works for Constance, it works for any listener out there. It's just like we all have the ability to create anything we desire, but we need to show up. And like I say, you need to show up and do the work, and you do the work by staying focused on that which you desire, and you know, having gratitude now for it showing up. You don't need to wait for the $500,000 to show up in your bank account to be happy. Have gratitude now, and gratitude just speeds up the process like you can't even imagine.
And so, Pete, are you saying, because you had mountain debt, I want to break that down. So are you saying that you successfully use your imagination when you had mounting debt all over your mind and your thinking? You took your hour of power and you began to imagine yourself out of debt with feeling?
Oh, gosh, that is exactly what I did. And it's so amazing because it's almost like, you know, I remember so clearly how bad it felt when I was in that space. And what I would do is, you know, at the time I lived in Florida, and I would go to the beach to do my hour of power. And essentially my hour of power, when I would, you know, do my visualization, it's like it was almost like I was able to go into like my imaginary, it was almost like an escape. It was like, yeah. While I was there on the beach, having gratitude and living in my mind's eye, my future, which I desired. And I did it every day. And it was awesome because it took me out of that whole fear thing where it's just like, I got just so into it where that was my reality for that hour or however long I was visualizing. And then, you know, almost overnight, took about 3 years really, but all of a sudden my life just got miraculous. And I, you know, in like a 30-day period or so, I was completely out of debt. I sold a bunch of real estate on the side, and I quit a job I hated and started my real estate company. And it was just like, you know, by doing it and living it in my mind's eye, I created it. And then it showed up, and it wasn't my accident. It's my law, and causes will share that with it. So it's like this stuff works for everyone, everybody. It doesn't matter. It's like we have this ability, and you need to believe that you have this power because you do.
Yeah, because you are God in the earth, and whenever God has said imagination is God, because you already got another story, another movie flowing in your mind. It's like me going to the movies and choosing. I don't like scary movies or movies with a lot of violence in it. I like girl movies, you know what I mean? Love stories and all of that. So it's like me saying, I want to see a love story, but I keep going to the violent movie. So you have to decide you're going to change your story and the movie that's been programmed in your mind.
Oh, constant. That's a wonderful analogy. Yeah, it's like, you know, most people are basically, they're living a horror flick. You know, it's like,
that's great.
You know, yeah, just change that channel. And that's the thing. It's just like, you know, have that, you know, have that success story. Instead of like, you know, in the horror movie where it's just like, you know, at the end of it, you just get violently murdered or something crazy. Instead, hey, you know, what's the movie that has you, you know, becoming a multimillionaire if that's what you desire? And just think about, you know, all the good things you can help other people with having vast sums of money. You know, Spirit wants you to be abundant, but you can't even imagine. And we're the ones who set the limits on what we can achieve.
Ooh,
and
we so
do that
true.
Just, you know, yeah, it's like, you know, if you believe you're a failure, well, failure is the only thing that's going to show up until you get the mindset of a winner. And winners win. And it's not by accident. It's just like, you know, if you think you can have it, well, guess what? You will.
Yeah. And so for listeners, no matter what country you're in, Pete says something profound. He took the time, and then he would bring his future, what he wanted, what he desired, into his nowness and be grateful that it's on its way or grateful that he had it. Is that what you did, Pete?
That's exactly what I did, Constance. And the whole thing was just like, what you think about, you bring about in your life. You know, I forget who said that originally. It wasn't my quote, but, you know, that is just how it works. And it's just, you know, I use the analogy a lot of, you know, just imagine that you're a fisherman, or, you know, you're on the back of a charter boat reeling in a giant marlin. Well, if you stop reeling in that reel, the fish is not going to jump in the boat by itself. You're going to show up and keep turning that reel, and it's just like, see it in your mind's eye. Use your imagination and stay with it until it shows up, and it will. That's just how it works.
Yeah, and you said that while you were on the beach, that your imagination became your reality. So when you had to go back to your job, how did you deal with still the seemingly reality that still existed?
The biggest thing, Constance, for me was I always had this belief that the more I did it, the closer it was. It's almost like digging for gold. It's just like, keep digging until you hit the vein of gold, and just stay with it, you know. But I remember so much what it was like was I had rolled out of my visualization where I was in my perfect ideal scene, my reality. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, damn, I got to leave the beach now and go to a job I hated. And it was just like, the one thing I started telling myself was, and this is kind of funny, is I started calling the job I hated, I started calling it my temp job. Because I knew I was leaving. It wasn't if, it was when. Mm. And I didn't know when was going to show up, if that makes any sense. But I just knew it was going to happen. And bam, it did. And it was just like, my life went from like something that was like a horror movie to something that was just like a blockbusting great movie. It was just amazing. I guess the best way to – I'm having a hard time coming up with the best way to explain it to people, but it's just like, don't get caught up in appearances. You know, it's like, don't believe what you see on the surface, because the miracle might be right a second away. Yeah. So it's just like, you could be 1 minute from the most amazing thing in your life, mm-hmm. and have gratitude now for it, and it'll just speed it up. You know, it's just like, you know, we all have this ability, but no one ever told you that you were God. I mean, that's, you have these abilities, you know?
Yeah. And, you know, Pete, you said it's law, it has to show up. What do you mean by that?
Well, the whole thing about our experiences, excuse me, mm-hmm. there are laws in place where it's just like, if you do this, you will get this. I mean, it's not like maybe, it's like it will. So if you use your imagination in the right way to create that which you desire, it cannot not show up. It has to, because it's law. It's not like it works some of the time. You know, it's not like that at all. It always works. And it's just like, but you've got to stay with it. You've got to watch your beliefs, and you've got to have gratitude and know that you're creating your reality, and if you stay with it, it has to show up. It doesn't have a choice.
So true. Well, if you're just joining me, I'm speaking with author, entrepreneur, and law of attraction expert Pete Adams, and we're talking about how to imagine your way to abundance. So, Pete, what would you say would be the first thing that a listener could do who might be struggling with fear and who might be overwhelmed by lack?
The first thing I would tell any listener who's in that situation is, excuse me, the first thing you need to realize is it's temporary. Mm-hmm. It's not your future. It's just up till now you haven't had abundance, but it's up till now. And now is when you change it for the better by changing what you desire, and, you know, focus on that which you desire. And once you start doing that, the fear is going to start going away. because now you're focusing on bringing in the reality you desire. And before long, it's like the negative thoughts, they just start going away the more positive you become. And before you know it, positive things are showing up in your life that you couldn't even imagine happening before, but they do show up. So just the biggest thing is, wherever you are right now, it's temporary, and you can change it. So, you know, be grateful for that, because you have that ability.
And so, Pete, let's break it down. So let's just say every day somebody takes 15 to 20 minutes and they may just sit and meditate on there's unlimited abundance in the universe. I open myself to receive it. You know, they might see themselves in their new office with a window. Is that what they're doing? Just breaking it down in very simplistic terms, and they're just not seeing it. They're feeling it and bring it into the now.
Right. The feeling part of it is huge, because
once you start taking
the feeling and combining it with what you desire. I do this a lot with, especially when I'm doing my creative visualization exercises. It's like when I'm visualizing, I'm in that feeling of having whatever it is I desire now. And it's just like when you combine the feeling with it, it just happens that much faster. And, you know, what I do in my hour of power is I've got a number of techniques that I use, which I call my visual manifestation system. And it's, you know, I work with vision boards, creative visualization, scripting, acting as if, and also affirmations. You know, one of the things when you're just starting out to try to get going on this stuff is like, just think about this. It's almost like you got to trick your subconscious, because it's like all you're seeing is lack. Well, lack is what you're seeing right now, but it's just, you start seeing abundance in your mind's eye, and you know all these things happening for you. Your subconscious is going to go to work and make it happen, because you know your subconscious always says yes to whatever you say to it. You say I'm a success, you are. If you say, you know, it's bad, I'm a loser, whatever. Well, your subconscious said, okay, sure. If you that's what you think, that's what you get.
Yeah, you know, I just did a Facebook Live last week, and I talked about the subconscious doesn't know the difference between a truth and a lie. And so it takes everything that you think and feel literally. And the most powerful way to shift and change your consciousness or your subconscious is with feeling and emotion. So, Pete, I mean, those are scientific facts. So for listeners, you know, put yourself in the nowness of whatever you want. I have it now. And your subconscious is saying, what? They have abundance? And at first you may not feel it. But if you just keep literally tattooing that on your subconscious, it has to come to pass.
Oh, I love the nowness concept. Mm-hmm. That's an awesome term. And it's exactly how it is. It's like, for most people have been lying to themselves their entire life, saying they don't have any power. You know, it's they have no control. What? That's a lie. Stop lying to yourself. If you're gonna lie to yourself, lie about something good to yourself. You know, I am abundant. You know, I am on my way to magnificence, and it shows up. You know, it's like you create it. It's like, you know, everything is happening for you. But you need to get in the driver's seat and decide where you want to take this car. You know, what's your destination? You need to know where you want to go to get there. Because, you know, it's like having a GPS. If you don't put a destination in there, well, you know, the GPS can't help you if you don't tell it where you want to go. And it's the same thing with your consciousness. You just like, you need to tell your subconscious mind where you want to go. And once you do that, and then go to that destination in your mind. Have the feelings of being at that location in your dream life. And before, I don't know how long it's going to take, but you know what? If you stay with it, before long, your dream life will be your reality.
And, you know, you mentioned something about the now and the one other scientific fact is the subconscious only responds to now. It's now. It's the isness. So if you're saying, I am broke, I am struggling, your subconscious says, okay, I'm gonna give you more of that. But if in the nowness, like Pete did, you bring the abundance, I am abundant now. You don't have to know how, because there's unlimited abundance now and I receive it. So everything is now.
Exactly. It's always now. Just think about it. It's like in your whole life, it's never the past. You know, the past is just something that you're thinking about, and the future is something you're just thinking about. The now is where you're at, and the now is that's where your power of creation is, because it's always happening now. So it's like whatever you desire, that you can bring that into your now. But you've got to just stay with it, and the thoughts you think create your reality. And,
yeah.
You know, it's like, and that's, you know, the God's honest truth. And it's just like, you know, most people, majority of the world doesn't realize this. They just kind of just run around on default settings. They never get to where they desire to go, because they never got clear about where they wanted to go and what they wanted to be, or do, or have. And they held themselves back with limiting beliefs about all these reasons why they can't have what they desire, and then they just talk themselves out of it.
Yeah. I've heard you mention gratitude. So, you know, everybody's so big on gratitude. What role does gratitude play when it comes to imagination and bringing more money into our lives, abundance?
Oh, Constance, it's like, to me, it's like hitting the rocket boost button. Because to me, it's like gratitude and love are the most powerful feelings that we have. And when you start creating that vibration of gratitude, the whole universe collapses for you. It's just like this person is vibrating this awesome feeling of gratitude, and it's just like, Spirit just wants you to have more. It's like, okay, great. You're happy about this? Well, hey, you know what? I'm going to make you even happier. You know, it's almost like saying thank you for something, and the universe says, I like hearing thank you. So here's some more stuff there. So, because I want to hear thank you again. And you get it.
Yeah. You know, and even in the Bible, when Jesus was with the multitude, he had, I think it was three fishes and five small loaves. It might have been the other way. But he held it up and said, God, thank you for this. And his gratitude to God, his Father, he was able to feed 5,000 people with that. So gratitude multiplies.
Oh, the perfect example of that. I mean, you know, and it's just, you know, out of like, you know, everyone I've read about, that person was, you know, a master manifester. And it's just like, he, you know, he understood that he created his entire experience. And through having gratitude, he was able to feed, you know, he didn't say, I only have three fish, where am I going to get the food? He just said, thank you, Lord, and bless it. And it materialized. I mean, that's, it, you know, what greater example could you have than that? You know, it's just, you know, and the thing is, it's like, you know, Jesus was just like you and I are, but he just had more faith. If we all had that kind of, the same faith that Jesus displayed, we'd be doing miracles just like he did. You know, it's just, you know, we're doing it just on a smaller scale.
Yeah. And so people should be grateful for what they do have and grateful for what's on this way.
Exactly. You know, and be grateful for what you have. It's like, if you're alive, you got something to be grateful for, because you're not dead. You know, most people focus on all the stuff they don't have. And it's just like, they basically just put that vibration of lack out there. And then they wonder why they don't get good stuff. Well, it's just like, you can't focus on lack and have abundance. It doesn't work. It's either like, just think about when you're in the shower. If you want hot water, well, you can't turn the cold faucet and like wonder why you're not getting hot water. I mean, it's that simple.
Yeah. Boy, I got so many questions for you. We got about 15 minutes. Pete, so share some techniques that you feel like listeners can begin to practice to bring more abundance into their life? What would that look like?
To me, it really starts off with, for the listeners, it's like, get quiet, spend some time, and think about what you really want to achieve in your life. What do you want to experience? What do you want to have? Mm-hmm. Because if you don't make that decision, you're not going to get there, because you're not telling your subconscious where you need to go. So the techniques are, once you know what you really want, then it's just like, why do you want it? And it's like, and just keep drilling down the why. And what you're going to realize is the why is always about a feeling. And it's just like, either we want to feel, pretty much, we all want to feel love. And it's just like, that's why you desire to have abundance, so that you can help other people, which makes you feel, then you feel love. So that's we all want to feel more love in our lives, and that's knowing that, now you've got a know-how is going to feel. So it's like, now you can take the feeling, combine it with the vision of what you desire, and now you can start using other techniques. Like, I'm big on visualization, because, stuff I've visualized has shown up in my reality. Like, you can't even imagine. It's like, remember the story I told you about doing Ironman Hawaii? Mm-hmm. And it was just like, how I visualized it. Well, what I visualized myself racing in Ironman Hawaii wasn't when I did the race, it was a carbon copy of what I visualized. I mean, to the point where it was scary. It's like, I remember visualizing, I used to watch the 2004 video from the race, and part of it was a helicopter going over the race leader and the shadow coming over his bike. Mm. That happened to me in the race. Mm. I mean, it was just crazy. And then a few years later, it basically came to me from spirit that, it's like I created that entire experience to the point where the shadow is going over my bike. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's so profound. That's why I share this stuff with everyone, because, I've experienced it in my reality, and you can too.
Yeah.
And it's just, we all, it's just like, once these things start showing up in your life that you're creating, you realize how powerful you are, and then you can just keep going bigger and bigger and bigger. Because the only limits we have are the limits we believe we place on, the limits we place on ourselves through our beliefs. And it's
so
just,
true.
It's like, if you want to have an amazing life, jump in and start living it in your mind and having gratitude now, and stay with it until it shows up, because it's going to. That's just how it is, but if you stop working on it, it's just like, if you stop doing your part, well, the universe is just going to hit the pause button. And until you come back and start doing your part, then spirit will come back in and say, okay, cool. He's, he or she's, back in the game. Let's play.
Yeah. And so I know you also do scripting, which means you write out a future event as if it's already happening now.
Sure. It's also scripting with feeling. So what I'll do is
scripting with feeling. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So it's almost like you're having gratitude now. It's just like, Lord, I cannot thank you enough of my amazing life. Mm-hmm. And just describe as if that is your reality, and you're basically writing a thank you note to spirit, saying, hey, thank you so much for all this abundance in my life, all the joy, and live it. When you're writing that, you should have like feelings shooting through you about how happy you are about your amazing life. You're not sitting there writing stuff down, well, this will never happen to me. But get those thoughts out of your head. You gotta write it as if it was. It will be.
So true. So, Pete, the last question is, I know everybody wants me to ask this question, Pete. How long is it going to take for money to begin to show up in our lives?
Well, the sooner you start, the sooner it's going to happen. That's my answer. You know, it's like there's no formula for this stuff. You know, it's like, you know, if you have the faith and have the, you know, gratitude of, let's say, Jesus, well, you don't need to wait. It shows up in an instant.
Yeah.
But, you know, until your faith is at that level, well, it may take some time. But the thing that I want to share with everyone is, in my experience, it's right before the miracle shows up in your experience, everything looks the same. So it's just like you don't know when it's going to show up, but if you stay with it, it's going to show up, and it's just going to like pop into your experience, and you're going to be like, wow, you know, never saw that one coming. And
yeah.
Like when I was starting to call my job, my temp job, it's like in like one weekend, I sold a bunch of real estate. Like it was like I made more money like one weekend than I did in like a year, and it was just like, where did that come from, you know? And it was just like all of a sudden I'm like, I'm out of debt, I'm in business, my life just got amazing. But yeah, I did my part too, you know. I went to the beach, I did my hour of power, you know, every day. I've been doing my hour of power for 20 years straight, and it's just like my life just keeps getting better and better and better, and it's not by accident, it's because I show up.
Yeah. And the last thing I'm going to say, Pete, I'm going to have you to give your YouTube channel and your blog and all of that, is there's a verse in the Bible in the Old Testament said, whatever they imagine would not be withheld from them. That's a powerful principle. Whatever they imagine it. So it's the Old Testament, and they were building this tower. And the Bible says that God said, I got to go down there and stop that, because whatever man imagines will not be withheld from them. So all my Bible folk, what about that? And so it's a powerful, and you're a powerful creator. Wow, Pete, this has been so powerful. Give people your website, your YouTube channel. How can they contact you? What's going on? How can they get your book?
Oh, sure. The Love You Constance. You know, well, my website is my name, which is Peter D. Adams.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's Peter D as in Delta, and then last name is ADAMS.com. So just visit our site. We got a great newsletter called Truth for Your Success. But we're also really excited about our YouTube channel.
Okay.
And if you guys will subscribe to my YouTube channel, In Constances, you know, I'll give you 35 Law of Attraction classic ebooks.
Wow.
So just all you need to do is subscribe. And it's like some of the books that we talked about today, it's, you know, for anyone, it's like The Power of Awareness by Neville Goddard. It's like, if you're listening to the show, you need to read this book.
Yeah.
And I'll give it to you for free. And it'll change your life. It's like, you know, you don't need to, you know, listen to Pete and Constance to believe this stuff. You know, read what Neville wrote. I mean, it's an amazing book. And, you know, and it's like in Cost Diet, we're going to give it to you for free. So just subscribe to our channel and just shoot me an email. And it's the name of my book is just visualfestation@gmail.com. Just drop me a line and I'll get you to the books.
And I didn't know you were going to do that, Pete. So Pete, they're just going to Google your, they're going to put in Peter Adams for you too.
Yeah, exactly. Well, just type in Peter Adams and Visual Festation. You'll find me. I mean, we're out there. So it's like, if you have the ability to use Google to do a search, you'll be able to find me. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And also on my channel too, is I've got all three of the books that I've written so far are all out there on my YouTube channel, so you can listen to them for free. So it's like, if you don't have any cash right now, don't worry about it. The money's gonna come. But until it shows up, well, you know what? Get on my YouTube channel, listen to my books, you know, listen to Visual Festation, listen to the 7 Master Keys to Success with Deliberate Creation, and also Shattering the Illusion of Disease. My books are out there for free. I wrote them for you. And it's just like, I'm here to help you change your life. So, you know, what are you waiting for?
Well, Pete, that's one principle, you know, give and it comes back to you. So, guys, I want you to go and subscribe to Pete's YouTube channel. And after you hit subscribe to Pete, you better go on over to mine. Constance Arnold and subscribe, and then Pete, you're gonna email Pete and say, yes, I subscribe to both your channel and Constance's YouTube channel, and then Pete's gonna send you how many books? 27?
35, Constance.
35. Oh
yeah.
My God.
It's been a while since I've been on your show, so I got some more books, you know.
Oh,
and
wow.
These are all classics. I mean, this is the exact same stuff that Constance and I have been reading for years.
And rereading.
You know, it's just, yeah, that's the thing, too, yeah. It's like, you know, the great ones, you know, I've read, like, As a Man Thinketh by James Allen. I must have read that book 25 times, at least.
Yeah.
I mean, this stuff has been written, it's been around for 100 years, and it's just like, it's how you do it. You know, so read this stuff, live this stuff, and your life is going to get so darn amazing, you're not even going to recognize it. And to say that too, to all the listeners, I know people that Constance has told, if you do this, you will not recognize your life in a year from now. And I've seen people transform by coaching with Constance, and it's just unbelievable. So it's just you know, if you need help, contact Constance, because it's like, I've seen the stuff this woman has done to help people change their lives, and it works. She's a blessing to the world. Let me just say that.
Yeah. Thank you, Peter. I appreciate it. Okay, everybody, this has been a powerful show. You need to listen to this over and over and over and over again. You need to listen and take notes, listen and pray, listen and meditate, so that Spirit can really download to you exactly, you know, what your next step should be. Pete, thank you so much for sharing this. I'm going to listen to this myself over and over and over again. And guys, remember my meet and greet that's coming up on June 29th from 9 to 11 in the ATL. Don't forget to follow me on social media and tell 5 of your friends about this show. Subscribe to our YouTube channels. And as I say every week, you may not know it or feel it, but you are surrounded by an empowering spirit who is here to support and love you. And I want you to think and say this week, something good is going to happen to me and through me. So I want you to make a decision, everybody, to make it a great week.
Thank you for listening to Think, Believe, and Manifest. Constance Arnold will be back next week with another great show just for you. For more information, please visit fulfillingyourpurpose.com.